Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't even see how we're not going to become extinct. I think we get stupider and stupider every year. So apparently, cell phone related head and neck injuries is on the rise. Okay, I think all the other animals in the wild are looking at us like we're crazy. My cats do. I got cats and dogs, and you know they see me, you know, trip over cell phone cords or step on them or drop a phone on my head, and you know the animals are looking at me like, you know, we're going to outlive you. Yeah, and when you're gone, we're going to eat you. But we're humans, and we are slaves to the electronic world and are the cybersphere. And, you know, we love our electronics and iPhone and Apple and Samsung, Galaxies. These things are going to rule us later, as they do now. So the study came out where, the first iPhone came out in 2007. I had a BlackBerry. I hated it. I did not like my BlackBerry. I really missed my flip phone. For some reason, the BlackBerry, it was cool. I just didn't like it. Maybe it was too new for me. And then when the iPhone came out, I was like, I like this. So I've kind of been an iPhone girl this whole time. But not in 2007 because it was expensive. I think I waited for it to get cheaper. I usually do. I wait. I don't buy things right out the gate. I wait for it to kind of, you know, calm down a little bit. But the study was published in JAMA, Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery. So otolaryngology is basically head and neck. All right. And, well, ear, oto, larynx. All right. But anyway, that's the whole ENT profession, okay? We call it otolaryngology. And they looked at, in a time period between 2007, when iPhones came out, to December 2017, and they looked at 76,000 cases of iPhone injuries. Not cases of iPhones, 76,000 events that were reported events from somebody's smartphone or electronic device. And the injuries were usually in the 13 to 29 age group. Most of the injuries happened because of distraction, people tripping, car accidents, falls, distractions. Apparently a third of the cases did involve the head. Another third involved the face, including the eyelids, eye area, and nose. 12% involved the neck. We're hurting our necks with our iPhones. All right. Many were falls. People were looking at their phones, not paying attention to surroundings. Children younger than 13 were more likely to be directly hurt by the phone, like accidentally getting dropped on their head. I dropped my cell phone on my kid's head, and it hurt. What happened is we tried to do a picture where we were all on the grass and looking up, and for some reason it slipped out of my hand and it fell, and instead of falling on me, it fell on my kid. So that hurt. So, yeah, I injured my kid with a cell phone. That was very, very scary. The most common injuries were lacerations. I mean, people needing stitches, sutures, getting scars from these things, internal organ injuries. Internal organ injuries from your phone. Fifth of the cases. There was a skull injury, I believe. There's a whole variety of things. I can't list them all. And by the way, these were 76,000 reported cases. Did I report dropping the phone on my kid? No, because I didn't take them in. I mean, when you trip or do something stupid, or you swerve because you're on the phone in a car, are you going to tell anybody? No, because you think you're going to get a ticket. So just take this 76,000 number and cube it, all right? And that's how many of us are hurting ourselves with our phones, at least. So, you know, I am not supposed to be the voice of reason, especially since I don't, you know, I'm not very reasonable myself. But, you know, having my biology background, I really kind of like to look ahead at where humans are going and what we are doing to, unfortunately, put us at risk of becoming extinct. And this is what we're doing. You know, another thing I notice all the time in cars is people might not have a playlist. And so they get a song from YouTube. YouTube's free. So if they don't like what's on the radio, and by the way, there's some great talk radio, okay? Some really good talk radio out there. But if they don't like listening what's on the radio, or they don't like the playlist that Pandora gives them or iHeart gives them, then they go and search up songs and play them. Well, it takes a while to search, type something in. You're looking at your phone while you're driving. And if that song ends while you're on the freeway, I see people on the freeway, and you can tell they're on YouTube because I've been on YouTube a lot, and I can identify what it looks like. You know how dangerous that is? You know, I mean, I tell my kids not to text and drive. They don't text. They don't text and they don't talk. But, you know, they do like listening to music. And if they don't have their playlist ready to go for that day, or they decide they don't like a song on their playlist, I worry that they're going to go and search for a new song. So, how many of these car accidents have to do with people YouTubing their next song? I don't know if we have a study out there. That'd be great. Any medical students out there, you know, if you're going to get a hold of that data, that's some great data. I mean, you know, cops can tell what you were doing on your cell phone. It's very easy to get that record so they can tell what's going on. But, you know, I like to look at what's been going on with electronics and smartphones and tablets and if it's going to go the other way, because the pendulum always goes back and forth. You know, people would always be running around with books, or, you know, we had encyclopedias and libraries and Dewey Decimal System, and we really nailed the whole book thing. And then all of a sudden we went electronics. And, you know, people use libraries to stay warm, and, you know, they use it to study, but are people going to books as much as they used to? No, they're going to Kindle. So is there going to be a point where we're ever going to go back? Are we going to just be enveloped and encompassed now in this electronic world? For now, it looks like for the next 10, 20 years, I believe so. In fact, you know, I see it so much that these phones can do so much, and these electronics can do so much, that you really don't even have to leave the house. I mean, I technically don't have to leave my house to practice medicine anymore. We talked about not having to leave the house to go to school. Kids are going to be doing like this whole Ready Player One thing where you log into a school. You could shop already on your phone. I mean, maybe what's going to later take place is you're going to be in a little hub and like a little bubble. But then you aren't going to hurt yourself. So maybe that's how we'll defy extinction, because we're going to be in this bubble doing everything from our, you know, mission control. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys are going to hear the term cobalt lung, and you're going to hear that associated with vaping. Now there's another possible risk of vaping. Apparently, I'm looking at a story here from Inverse.com about a 49-year-old retired dog trainer. Retired, using a marijuana vape pen for about 6 months. She goes to her doctor, coughing and wheezing, having shortness of breath. Now, she did smoke on and off in her teens and 20s, but overall was pretty healthy. But she started smoking this marijuana in her vape pen for the last 6 months. Well, she ended up developing something called hard metal pneumoconiosis, or a lung disease known as cobalt lung. Until now, this lung condition was rarer than rare, and basically seen in people who, like, worked with metal, you know, like metal factory workers, those who sharpen tools, polish diamonds, make dental prosthetics. Those are the ones that are at risk for cobalt lung, not dog trainers. Remember, she retired. It'd be nice to retire in your 40s, but my guess is maybe she retired for medical issues. I don't know. They say she's healthy. But they think it was a vape pen. That was the conclusion of a case study of the woman published this week in European Respiratory Journal. Researchers analyzed the vape pen, or the vape liquid, from her, quote, Zen pen, finding toxic metals in the juice like nickel, aluminum, lead, and cobalt. According to Dr. Rupal Shah, exposure to cobalt dust is extremely rare outside of a few specific injuries. He's from UCSF. And this is the first known case of a metal-induced toxicity in the lung that has fallen from vaping. And it has resulted in long-term, probably permanent scarring of her lungs. So cobalt lung is the doctor's worst nightmare because it's irreversible. When that metal damages the lungs, there's not a lot you can do to repair it. The condition is diagnosed by taking a piece of the lung tissue and looking at it under a microscope. And there's a distinctive but unusual appearance that you don't see in other diseases. And you basically see certain cells, these macrophages, that try to engulf these other cells. So the heavy metals start getting lodged in the lungs, causing irreparable damage. The damaged cells then become cannibals, engulf other lungs, and then they form these giant white blood cells that really stand out on a microscope. These giant white blood cells are called huge macrophages. These could also lead to permanent scarring, breathing problems, and chronic coughing. And you can't cure, you can't fix the scarring. It can only be minimally improved if the person stops exposing themselves to hard metals or takes steroids. So you could kind of beef up the rest of your lung function, but scarred lung tissue is scarred lung tissue. So in this dog trainer's case, she stopped smoking and vaping immediately upon diagnosis, tried medications, tried a steroid. It slightly improved the scarring and her other symptoms, but the condition itself persisted. Because unless you get that metal out, it can still brew and cause this reaction. So the problem is that the inflammation caused by the hard metal would not be apparent to people using e-cigs until the scarring has become irreversible, as it did with this patient. And by then, it's too late. So remember we talked about in 2018 that the coils in these vape pens leach into the juice or into the vapor. And it's the coil that has to heat the vapor into a vapor, or the liquid into a vapor. So it's not so much the cartridges. So this e-cig story of toxic chemicals and metals didn't really get as much attention as it should have when we started to get this EVOLI. Now, I'm sure the researchers thought about that, and they looked at that, and they don't think this is EVOLI. This is cobalt lung. It's a different sort of lung disease. But it's rare, and this can now, unfortunately, be more popular. And how many people buy their vape pen online? How do you know if that coil element is going to not leak? Metals do, you know, suffer heat exposure and damage from that. They say metal levels in e-cigs are similar to those found in cigarettes and sometimes higher, which could potentially mean your e-cig is more dangerous than a cigarette. Again, nobody's going to say that. No doctor's going to say that. Even when we think vaping could be more dangerous, we're not going to say that because we don't want people to go back to smoking. Remember, we have a win here. We've gotten a lot of people off nicotine. And so we don't want to go backwards. We don't want to stop progress. So people don't want people going back onto cigarettes. So even that is concerning if the science is going to show that vaping is worse than smoking. Smoking's bad. I mean, smoking is really bad. Puts you at risk for heart disease, blood clots, lung disease, a whole variety, peripheral vascular disease, so many things. Dementia, never smoke. Never, ever, ever smoke. But if word got out that vaping is even more dangerous, people would be like, well, you know, I'd rather smoke, you know, because we're stupid. I mean, we humans are stupid sometimes when it comes to this. So marijuana pens can be especially dangerous. They typically heat vape liquid about 230 degrees Celsius. Nicotine vapes heat liquid to about 110 to 185 degrees Celsius. The higher temperatures could exacerbate the metal leaching. So we might see more of this in people who smoke marijuana or THC products. And remember, in order for marijuana to activate, it has to be heated. That's why you can't just chew on a marijuana plant. You have to bake it in a good. So, again, this article from Inverse.com says e-cigs are maybe presented as a lesser of two evils, alternative to cigarettes. But vaping is not harmless. Jones said people who vape are often looking for a safer alternative to smoking. But as lung physicians, it is our job to be concerned about the substances that are inhaled into the lung, particularly those substances that can bypass our usual defense mechanisms, such as these ultra-fine mists. So somebody might say, wait a second, well, if your lungs are healthy, then why did your lungs even accept this gook? I mean, we have a pretty intricate system. We have cilia, you know, this brush border that'll spew stuff out. We have coughing. We have, protective cells in our lungs. We have a pretty fantastic system. We do a pretty damn good job. But unfortunately, you know, these fine mist vapes, there's only so much your lungs could do, just like with pollution. So if there is a vaping cobalt lung connection, this could kill the vape industry. And researchers suggest that this is just the beginning. Dr. Jones said, we believe it is likely not just that this will happen again, but it has happened already and has not been recognized. They say this middle-aged dog trainer is now going to live out her days with breathing problems and lung damage. Why? Because she only smoked for 6 months. So for those of you listening to this, and I'm sure there's a couple of you left, right, after hanging up going, all right, I cannot hear any more on vaping. Listen, okay? I get that we need to get through the day, okay? You know, I like caffeine. I like chocolate. I have right now chocolate, and I have a Naked Juice. It doesn't have caffeine in there, but yeah, at least I got some vitamins in there. But I need things to give me a boost. I get that. Some of you just, you know, you feel like crap. A lot of us feel like crap. Now, eating right, drinking, you know, a lot of water, exercising, having a better job, improving our marriage, there's a lot of things we could do to make ourselves feel better. But it's a lot easier than trying to go to marriage therapy or change jobs or go to the gym. It's a lot easier to grab a cigarette or grab a vape pen. I get that. Same thing with trying to fall asleep at night. It's really hard to fall asleep sometimes. I mean, me, I'm usually exhausted because I'm like bzzz all day long. So by the time I hit the bed, I am out. But I've had nights where I had trouble sleeping. Oh, it's so easy to go and take a Tylenol PM or something for sleep than to actually work it through. Well, let me lower the temperature. Let me find a happy place. Let me focus on a thought. You know, let me count sheep. Guys, counting sheep helps you fall asleep. It really does. Right? One, two, three. Just count sheep. It really helps you sleep. But we don't want to do that. We'd rather have an easier fix. And I get that. I mean, I'm like that too. So, you know, until we figure out a cure or a easy go-to for people that just need an escape or need a... And it's a shame that people want to escape. I mean, we are so blessed with the lives we have. But sometimes we want an escape or we want to get through it because we're successful at getting through. Marijuana, I've never done marijuana. But my guess is it takes you out of a chunk of your day and it moves you to another part of the day. It's almost like a time machine, where hopefully things are better. Promise is usually if that's your same job, same marriage, same life, same body, it's not going to be better. So might as well fix it rather than escape. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says she has instructed the Judiciary Committee to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona reacts to that news on Fox News.
If this really is an exigent circumstance, as she alleges just now, why did we take all of August off, 5 weeks, another week off in September, almost 2 weeks in October, another 10 days in November, with no action on impeachment or investigation?
Parts of President Trump's border wall are being built in Texas. Work is underway in an 8-mile stretch of the border wall near McAllen, Texas. A Border Patrol official told CBS News about 80 to 90 miles of the border wall will be constructed at the southern border with Mexico over the next year and a half. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, some of you guys might be too young for this, but when I grew up, one of my favorite movies or movie series was the Cannonball Run series. And if I remember correctly, again, I haven't seen the movie in decades, it had Farrah Fawcett and, oh my gosh, he's so famous, Burt Reynolds, Jackie Chan was in, I believe, the second Cannonball Run. There was a young Jackie Chan in the second Cannonball Run. But there were a lot of stars. I think Dom DeLuise, was Dom DeLuise in it also? I don't know. But it was a movie where it was a race. I think it was in the 70s or 80s. I think it was in the 70s. Where you had to start on one end of the country and end on the other. Like either in New York to L.A. or something like that. And in order to do this race, you were going to have to speed. So there would be coppers, you know, cops pulling people over and Oh, Adrienne Barbeau was in the movie, too. And, you know, so you see her try to get out of a cop, you know, because, you know, having, you know, a big bus or whatever. And I forget who won, but I don't really remember the movie too much, but it was a fun movie. Well, apparently there was a real live Cannonball Run where Arn Torman, Douglas Tabbitt, and Berkeley Chadwick was able to drive across country in 27 hours, 25 minutes. My guess, I didn't even do that. I have not Googled. Hold on a second. Let me Google map L.A. to New York. Not that that's really across country, but let me just see. Okay, I don't know how to do Hey Siri on this, so I'm just going to really quickly here. So if I want to go from, let me see here, to New York City, NYC. Now, I'm in Las Vegas. Okay, so I'm just going to kind of pretend. Okay, so let's say I want to drive from Las Vegas to NYC. And I want directions. My location, let me put Santa Monica Pier. Should we do that? Santa Monica Pier? Because that's kind of, yeah. Okay, we'll do that. So here we go. Santa Monica Pier. It is going to tell me how long it's going to take driving. Oh, it's taking a while. 1 day, 17 hours. Now, where do they have me go? Well, if I preview it, let me see. Well, you go through California, go through L.A. For those of you in L.A., you would be taking the 605, okay? You take the 605, get to the 15, you would go up through Vegas. You would go through Utah, Cedar City. You're going to be taking the 15, get on to the 70. Taking the 70 up through Colorado. Oh, that would be really pretty. Goes into the 76. You'll go through Nebraska. You would hit Omaha. You would hit Iowa. You would go up to Chicago. You know, this looks like a great route. I'd love to see all these cities. I've been to Chicago. You'd go near Toledo. You would go right near Cleveland. You'd miss Pittsburgh. You'd drive through Pennsylvania and get to New York. But it would take 1 hour, I'm sorry, 1 day and 17 hours. So that's 24 and 17, 41 hours. They did it in 27 hours, 25 minutes. All right, so let's see how. So they did this on November 11th. They started at 1 in the morning at the Red Ball Garage in Manhattan and ended at the Portofino Hotel in Redondo Beach. They beat the previous record of 28 hours and 50 minutes. They said, holding the Cannonball record is a lifelong dream. Tolman won the drivers. I have no intentions of trying to do it again. We had perfect weather, traffic, no construction. I don't think you could recreate that or the good luck we had. Now, apparently, it is unofficial and illicit. The trio claims their average speed was 103 miles an hour. At one point, they went 193 miles an hour. Now, did they get in trouble for admitting this? Do you get, probably not, because you have to be caught speeding by a cop or highway patrol officer in that state. So if nobody knows where and when they went 193, who's going to prosecute? Maybe that's what happened. So they drove in a heavily prepared Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG. Upgrades to the exhaust and the engine's two turbochargers produced more than 800 horsepower. By the way, I just saw the movie Ford versus Ferrari. That is just fantastic story regarding the Ken Miles story. And, oh, he got shafted by big business like anybody else. But if you haven't seen Ford versus Ferrari, fantastic movie. True story from what I understand. Somebody said it's about 92% accurate, which is pretty good for one of these movies that does true story. But got to check it out. And tell Shelby, it was really, really good movie. You got to check that out. So anyway, so they boosted their car. And they used every navigational aid and police countermeasure known to man and almost 20 different scouts to avoid police interference. Technology included Waze, radar detectors, a CB radio, binoculars, and an airplane detection system. They had no interactions with police during the drive. Ed Boland, who was part of a three-person team in 2013, set the last record. He was excited that people in their community of car lovers were the ones to break their mark. He says, you know, it meant so much to me to join this community. I really don't need to hold it forever and didn't expect to do so. So he told CNN that he attributed the team's success to their experience with cross-country drives and that they operated with military precision. He also said it's important not to upset other motorists so they don't call the police. Yeah, you can't be a jerk when you do this. My guess is they peed. I think they were all guys. So as long as nobody had to poop, I think they were just able to pee in the car. Or maybe when they stopped for gas. They said, Doug handled all the planning. I handled the building of the car, which doesn't normally happen. It was a team effort, as we both have dreamt of one day holding the record. Normally, it's just one person's passion who has to handle everything and then has to go out and convince someone to come with. One person is actually focused on the driving. The others are feeding the driver information. They did their best not to scare and affect other drivers. Now, Irwin George, quote, Cannonball Baker, was the original driver of the Cannonball Run. According to the press release, his best coast-to-coast time was 53.5 hours. So he was able to do it in a little over 2 days, and that was back in 1933. And imagine how much harder that was because, A, you know, you don't have GPS, and, you know, you have to really trust the roads. And then, B, you got to make sure there's gas stations. So that's pretty incredible. So, yeah, I didn't realize Cannonball Run was an actual thing, you know. But the reason why I bring this up and I spend time on this is, look, people, okay, you know, remember we talked about Giving Tuesday and how, you know, for me, doing charity work, you know, makes me feel good. You know, some of you guys might be in a rut. You just might be kind of feeling in a rut. Well, there are records that haven't been broken, and we're talking little easy records. I went on the Guinness Book of World Records website. It doesn't cost really any money to try to break a record or make a new one. It's hard to break somebody else's record. But if you become the first to do something, you can then officially make a record. You know, one thing I did with the medical students at Toro University was we did a pulse. We checked people's pulses. And it was for the, you know, Check Your Pulse, Peek at Your Pulse campaign. And we basically broke a record of how many pulses we checked in a certain amount of time. It was fantastic. The only problem is with the Guinness Book of World Record, they needed a little bit more data from the witnesses, and the organizers didn't have, I guess, all the information to access the witnesses. We had phone numbers, and we couldn't reach them, so we never officially got it published. But we did it, and it was great. I mean, it was, we did set a record. And it was so much fun. It was so easy. It didn't cost any money. And, I mean, as long as you're able to answer all the Guinness Book of World Record questions and make sure the witnesses are accessible and you have all, you know. I mean, again, if it's organized better, you guys could be breaking world records. I mean, and it's not that hard to do. So my suggestion to you all, and by the way, it's great publicity. It's fantastic publicity. So, you know, whenever things just kind of feel like I'm not doing anything on this earth or I'm, you know, a nobody or no, you're not. There are so many things you can do if you want just that little bit of, you know, contribution to society. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
It's the
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800
and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if you guys heard, but I guess the Eiffel Tower temporarily closed. Why? Huge strike. France is experiencing one of its biggest strikes in decades. Public sector workers are protesting against changes to the pension system. I guess the main impact of the strike is being felt on transport networks and schools. The French National Rail Company, or SNCF, canceled 90% of its trains. The Parisian Metro closed 11 of its 16 lines. Eurostar is operating with a reduced timetable. France's education ministry expects 55% of its teaching staff will go on strike nationwide. I was just in France a few months ago. I definitely needed Eurostar. Eurostar was fantastic. It's where I live in Las Vegas. You're able now to do a direct to England from Las Vegas. And then from there, You could take a you could take the Eurostar, which I think was about $30-$40. I forget. It wasn't too expensive to get to France. Once you're in Europe, the trains aren't that expensive. So as opposed to, you know, in America, you got to take a flight to Denver and all that. And in Europe, they really have it down. And so you're basically going under the English Channel, to get to France. And the Eurostar does that. And it could take you to Disneyland. It could take you to Amsterdam. It could take you to, a whole variety of places from England. So Eurostar is huge, but France relies on that. There are about 250 official demonstrations right now scheduled across the country. According to a French newspaper, Le Monde, more than 180,000 people are taken to the streets in 30 different parts of France. So many of the train stations, which usually see big crowds, were empty. Workers decided to stay at home or use alternative ways for transport. The Eiffel Tower and the Orsay Museum, Musée d'Orsay, two of the biggest landmarks, were shut because of staff shortages, according to the French agency. So why are they striking, and how does this relate to us? Well, prior to President Emmanuel Macron's election in 2017, he vowed to reform France's pension system. He believed that the current arrangement was unfair, complex, and costly. And according to OECD data, France's retirement system is one of the most expensive in the world. And their retirement system costs the government 14% of the country's GDP. So Macron is now pushing for a single points-based system. At the moment, there are 42 different pension plans that vary according to profession, region, meaning some workers will get full pension before the retirement age of 62. And the new system would be the pensioners that contributed the same amount will have equal rights. Tomasz Michalski, professor of economics, told CNBC that for every 10 euros that a worker earns in income, that person will get 1 point under the new system. But then how will these points be translated into benefits? And apparently the full details of his reforms have not been officially put to Parliament. So Thursday's strike is kind of preemptive, has no end date. It could last for some long time. But when you promise something and then it doesn't happen, people get mad. And again, he got elected. Now people want to know now what. In 1995, President Jacques Chirac ended up caving into union demands after his pension reform plans faced weeks of demonstrations. So attempts to change pension system has been met with a lot of strong opposition from public sector workers. But not everybody's happy, from what I understand. They say Michalski, who's based in Paris, and the Macron's base, those with high-paying jobs, and also people that enter and leave the workforce, will often be the winners of the point-based system. Because if you make more, you get more. But transport workers argue that the new system would mean they would have to work longer into old age, or they would see their pension reduced. So with government, just like we have with our country, if you have something as a citizen and you think it's going to get taken away, you're going to vote against it. So we have to be very, very careful promising something that we can't fulfill long term. Hence, Medicare for All. Since you cannot take it away, and look what's happening now, where you have strikers and, 69% of the public supported the demonstrations. If you say, you know what, later on in America, if we can't afford this Medicare for All, because we're going bankrupt, and we have to cut it back, you're not going to be able to do it. I mean, this is exactly what happened with us expanding Medicaid. During the recession, we had to expand Medicaid. I was looking for a sunset clause. You know, how long is this going to happen? Is it going to be for a year? Is it going to be for a couple years? Are people going to pay into Medicaid, or are they going to have to pay it back? No. It was just, we're just expanding Medicaid. So the recession ended. The economy's growing. We have more jobs than we ever have. Unemployment's down. But Medicaid use is rising. And some people that went on Medicaid a decade ago are still on it. And when you try to scale it back, all over the news are like, oh, well, this is going to cost 30 million people their health insurance. Well, it was never supposed to be permanent. Now, pensions are permanent. I get that. But now, if we need to scale back, or if states need to scale back because they can't afford all the people on Medicaid, they can't. You can, once you give something, you can't take it back. So what's going on in France could very easily translate to what we're going to have to deal with health care. The Democrats are fumbling around on how to deal with health care. And, you know, I credit them for trying to figure out what to do. I mean, nobody says it's Obama's mess, but, you know, I think we all understand that it is a mess. A huge mess. Biden wants to double down and add to it and expand on it, which I think is going to kill him in the election. Everybody else is like, well, why don't we just have a public option, or why don't we have a buy-in? You know, well, the problem is if you have Medicare compete with private insurance and you offer it cheaper, even if it's a crappier plan, people are going to buy it. Okay? Insurance is too expensive. It's a mess. So when Elizabeth Warren or some of these other candidates said, we're going to do Medicare for all, okay, where are the details? Oh, we're working on those. Well, no. Okay, you can't just sit there and say, oh, we're going to give this to everybody, just like we're going to pay for everybody's college. And then how do you work it out? At least Bernie Sanders had a plan. It might not have been a very financially sound plan. I think it ticked a lot of people off. You could only tax the wealthy so much. But, you know, are we thinking this through? Same thing with free college. Giving everybody free college, that's going to be a real nice thing for young kids to want to, you know, grasp on with this election. The problem is somebody already graduating that has a loan knows that that won't affect them. I mean, they don't really see a government forgiving their loan debt, so this would probably be for the people in middle school and high school right now. Well, people in middle school and high school can't vote. So if you notice, we aren't really hearing much about the free college anymore. Because those people in college right now, they're paying. And they have loans. Unless somebody says that all the loans are going to get forgiven, which they're not, this whole free college thing isn't really attracting any new voters because kids can't vote. So why appeal to a middle schooler? And the average grown-up that had to pay for college and had to pay for loans is not really excited about that one. Plus, I'm hearing even liberals, like in the teaching sectors, are like, wait a second, you're going to have our state put money to the university when we don't even have our public schools properly fiscally sound? So I don't know how popular free college is going to be. I mean, but in terms of free health care, people want that. And in fact, some of us who are so sick of insurance companies might give in. But you have to realize that once a country can't make good or can't sustain it, then what are they supposed to do? If they try to cut it back, even if by a few dollars or hundred, once people get accustomed to it, you can't go back. And so we need to be very, very careful about promising anything. The problem is people want to get voted in. They don't care. Once they're voted in, they don't care. People strike. 1-877 Duff Belly.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.